This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump Wednesday continued to speak out against Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. In an interview with CBS News, Mr. Trump was asked if he agrees with the assessment of the U.S. intelligence community that Russia meddled in the election.
And I've said that before, Jeff. I have said that numerous times before. And I would say that that is true, yeah.
But you haven't condemned Putin specifically. Do you hold him personally responsible?
Well, I would, because he's in charge of the country, just like I consider myself to be responsible for things that happen in this country. So certainly, as the leader of a country, you would have to hold him responsible, yes.
In the interview, Mr. Trump said he accepted the view of his director of national intelligence. Moscow continues to be a threat to the American electoral system. His White House spokesperson said much the same during a Wednesday briefing.
We certainly believe that we are taking steps to make sure they can't do it again, unlike previous administrations. This president is actually taking bold action and reform to make sure it doesn't happen again. But he does believe that they would target certainly U.S. elections again.
Earlier, Mr. Trump defended his approach toward Russia as tough.
We're doing very well, probably as well as anybody has ever done with Russia. And there's been no president ever as tough as I have been on Russia.
Mr. Trump said he told Mr. Putin in Helsinki such interference will not be tolerated. The Russian leader insisted his government was not involved. Ethiopia's main airline Wednesday resumed commercial flights to Eritrea, the latest sign of normalizing ties between the two former Horn of Africa enemies. Two Ethiopian Airlines aircraft landed in Asmara. One carried dignitaries and business leaders set to meet and hold talks with Eritrean officials. This is VOA News.